Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Dr. Bob Weber joining us today as we talk about standing strong when it comes to your cattle. Back on that in just a moment.
Mark your calendars. It's the 18th annual Pollard Farms Bull Sale Saturday, March 18th at the ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma, located 1 mile east of Highway 81 on Wood Road. The sale starts at 12:30 featuring 100 home-raised serviced-aged Angus bulls complete with genomically enhanced EPDs. Free delivery offered on multiple bull purchases within 250 miles. For more information or to request a sale book, contact sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 or visit PollardFarms.com. That's the Pollard Farms Bull Sale.
Folks, I've got a special announcement for you from the Livestock Exchange of the Oklahoma National Stockyards. For the next 2 weeks, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards will be offering folks the opportunity to donate to the Fire Relief Fund on sale days. Folks can drop a check made out to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation off at the main office of the Oklahoma National Stockyards in Oklahoma City. 100% of the funds will go to relief efforts for ranchers affected by the devastating fires. The Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards says, thanks for helping. Extension beef cattle specialist Dr. Bob Weber says it's an issue that sometimes is overlooked, but is very important to today's mama cow herd. Making sure that one attribute of your beef cow herd is that your mama cows have good feet and legs under them. He says it's a trait that you can pay attention to and from a genetic point of view, but one that we often overlook.
So I think one of the things to think about is that, you know, over time, we've had a lot of new selection tools introduced to us as producers, so lots of information flow, particularly as we go purchase seed stock bulls, yearling bulls to come into our program. And I think one of the things that's happened a little bit is that I'm a big believer in the numbers and use the numbers. In realistic perspective, we only have so much selection pressure that we can apply. And that selection pressure gets diluted the more traits that we try and include in our selection objectives. And unfortunately, sometimes some of the things that are really important to us, fundamental things, maybe get overlooked a little bit. And I think, you know, as we've interacted with producers the last couple of years, feet and leg structure, I think, is one that many producers aren't real comfortable evaluating. And so one of the things we've tried to highlight is both what is good feet and leg structure, so appropriate kind of angulation, foot size, uniformity in terms of clove shape, those sort of things, but to also illustrate, you know, some of the new selection tools that are being built and should be available here in the near future for many producers in several breeds.
You know, your area of expertise is genetics, and how do we handle all those moving parts successfully?
Right. So I think one of the things, and we'll, unfortunately, this sort of effort in terms of adding another set of EPDs for feet and leg structure may in some ways add to the complexity, but provide a really effective tool for producers to use. And I think long term, what's going to happen is maybe modeled a little bit after the dairy business. And so the dairy industry has a very useful set of selection indexes, and we have some in the beef business as well across different breeds. The interesting thing about the dairy business, though, is that they've incorporated some of what we call the type traits or the conformational traits into their selection index, because they've found, not surprisingly, that feet and leg structure is associated with longevity of cows in the production environment. So we anticipate as we build these tools out for feet and leg structure in the U.S. beef herd, those tools will be eventually incorporated into selection index. And part of our ongoing research at K-State with some Red Angus and Simmental breeders is to look at that relationship between feet and leg structure and stability and longevity in the herd to understand that relationship.
Dr. Bob Weber, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Your cattle, your legacy, your biomass. Biomass is designed to feed the GI tract of your livestock. Stable gut health is critical for raising profitable cattle. It's even more important during calving season when newborn calves experience many stresses. Biomass maximizes herd performance and profitability, along with giving your new calves a leg up in life. Call me, Reese Williams, the Oklahoma All-Tech Rep, at 575-218-1061 to find out how you can get your biomass. And remember, it's your cattle, your legacy, your biomass.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.